producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, kicking off the week on a Monday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up second hour, we are going to be joined by Jill Trammell. Jill is both my business manager, and she runs a company called Patriot Promotions. And one of the Patriot Promotions clients that she had exclusive dealings with, well on the inside, was Red Jacket Firearms. And we're going to get a little background that you probably haven't heard, that I haven't heard, regarding that whole situation that was going on while it was going on in real time. Now, the New York Times has published an editorial saying that the whole thing about assault weapons was a sham the whole time. Not exactly a glowing endorsement of how clear and how candid they have been with everybody that's read any editorials, with anybody that's read any media where they've read the term assault weapons, where they pushed the meme that an assault weapons ban would stop crime or lower crime. This is a huge admission on their part. Now, here's the thing about it. We've known all along that these were not assault weapons. For a rifle to be an assault rifle, it has to have a selector switch on it. It has to have a chatter switch, a giggle switch, whatever you want to call it. Full auto fire. That's what makes it a military piece of hardware, which are what assault rifles are. They are military pieces of hardware. They're meant to assault positions. Now, here's my question. How long have the non-gun people in the media known that assault weapon was a politically made-up term, and how long have they knowingly gone along with it in order to try to give us another assault weapons ban? Because this creates a big problem for them. Now, not necessarily for me and you, because we haven't given them a lot of credibility in quite some time. But what about the low-info voter? What are the low-info voters saying to themselves? Well, wait a minute. They've been lying to us all along. I need a drink. Is that what's going on right now? I don't know how many people have read this. I haven't seen any. This should be causing an enormous backlash in the United States right now. From the paper of the country, or whatever they call themselves, the paper of record of the United States, the New York Times, getting out and admitting the assault weapon, the term, is a sham. But it creates another problem as well. You see, from Supreme Court decisions that have been handed down, they look at handguns as purely defensive measures in the hands of law-abiding citizens. But they are also the weapon of choice amongst criminals. This is where, 80% of the murders that happen out there in the United States, which we don't have that many murders in the United States, considering our economy and considering our population. We don't have that many murders. We're a relatively peaceful country. But the weapon of choice when using a firearm is a handgun, something they can hide, something they can hide again once they've presented it and shot a few people and run away with. So the handgun conundrum, you know, it's been recognized to be a self-defense tool that is abused by criminals. So they're not going to be able to ban those. And they are admitting that they can't ban assault weapons. And even if they did ban assault weapons, they're admitting it didn't have a big effect on crime. They're admitting that it would have had no other effect on crime. So they're coming out with other things they want to advise people to do. This is all coming off of a Think Progress piece, which is supposedly the brain of the Obama administration, John Podesta's group. They are talking out of their head. They're talking out of their head that perhaps we should have permits to buy assault weapons, which means that in order for that to work, that we have to have a registry. You know, they don't understand that we take and do a little math every time they come out with a harebrained proposal. It doesn't take into account any of the ones that are out there. You know, just the AR-15s alone are $8.5 million, you know, low figure. $8.5 million. What about the AKs and the FNs and the AR-180s and the Tavors and the FNs and, you know, just name it. Name it. What about all those? How are you going to go back and make us toe the line to get a permit? How are you going to do that? And this is them flailing. This is them in the water. They can't touch the bottom. They're doing anything they can to keep their head above the surface. But the admission is huge. And everybody in the United States today should look at mainstream media and say, what else have you been lying at to us about? What else has been agenda-driven? Why did you pick an agenda? Why can't you just tell us the news and let us make our own calls on this? I don't know that that's going to happen, but that's what we should all be saying right now to ourselves. Of course, I say that every day I wake up. I don't even watch the news. I don't even watch the news. Because every time they open their... I can tell they're lying because their lips are moving. And, I'm talking about Fox. Fox hasn't got a clue about guns. They're all up in New York, too. They look at it. They use the same terminology as the gun grabbers. Once again, assault weapons are in the spotlight. Of course, they don't account for very much crime. Why do you think you need to pursue a ban on assault weapons? Sometimes they'll say so-called assault weapons. Why are they using the meme at all? Why don't they come out and say semi-automatic firearms that are fed with a box magazine? Why don't they say that? Because they function exactly like any other semi-automatic firearm in the United States today. But no, and this is the thing about the media. They, too, are low info. They have no idea what they're talking about. And makes me want to ask the question, what are you doing talking about it at all? What are you doing when you get out there and you have a guest on that might actually know what they're talking about and you're too busy asking them a bunch of stupid questions to allow them to fully explain what goes on with a gun? Why? Why Fox News? Why MSNBC? And I can draw my own conclusion. Because it was never about your safety. It was never about my safety. It was completely and totally about getting rid of a class of weapons that come time, if there ever is a time where we had to stand up to our government or anybody, we can make a fair accounting of ourselves with these in our hands. And that frightens a lot of people, as it should. They should be cowed into subservience. Now, they're too busy out there talking about, well, you know, this is a new day. You know, the type of tyrannical government. No, yeah. It has happened before. History predicates the future. Obama, if Obama could get it, if he could ban guns in the United States and somehow magically make them all appear in one big ball in the middle of the mall in D.C., he would do it. But I don't know if I want to be here after he's done it, simply because I don't know what he's going to do next. Simply because of that. Should make you sort of consider things, though. The lies that have been told to you for the last 20 years. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now, on the NBC Today show, they took a look at FBI crime statistics and they discovered that there are at least 135 home invasions a day. This was combined with the fact that there's been some high-profile home invasions like at Sandra Bullock's house or NBA star Ray Allen's house. So one of the NBC producers decided to produce a segment titled How to Protect Your Family from Home Invasion. It was a four-minute story, and he spent a lot of time, the producer that did it, Jeff Rosen, he was actually the interviewer. He spoke with a guy named Wallace Zines, a retired NYPD detective and former hostage negotiator. The LEO shared his tips for thwarting home invasions. However, if you watch that segment, you notice one thing that was missing from it. That would be something that I consider to be the first and best option for dealing with intruders, which are firearms. The option of using a gun to protect yourself in a home invasion is never mentioned during the Today Show story. That's because they don't think anything exists outside of New York City. They even contradict suggestions made by Joe Biden. You know, Biden's told Americans that a shotgun is the best tool for frightening off would-be intruders. So what tips did the NBC segment give their viewers to block the bad guys? You know, the ones that are hanging on their every word. That are, you know, hang on, Martha, I've got to write this down. The Today Show expert, the law enforcement officer who has walked in on many crimes very likely, told viewers to prepare themselves for intruders by having two items next to their beds. Car keys. Wasp spray. Just the other day, a gang of wasps broke into my house. It was horrible. And because I only had firearms, you know, I did a lot of collateral damage to my atrium. But I got every one of those dirty wasps. How, you know, car keys, how are car keys going to keep you safe in a home invasion situation? I know that they tell you, ladies, that when you're walking around in a parking garage or walking around at night or walking from your car to your house or whatever, have your car keys in your hand with your car key pointing out. That's only effective if you don't have your hand on a gun. That might be semi-effective at that point. Now, in case you hear somebody breaking in, Mr. Zines advises pushing the alarm button on the key fob. Now, that's great. Your car is going off. What about if, especially in New York, what if you live on the 54th floor? Those high rises. Or how about if you're in a big city and you have to park your car beyond the range of your key fob? You know, after 20 or 30 feet, they become useless. But that's never addressed. Then there's the wasp spray. That just kills me. Zines claims that wasp spray is as effective as pepper spray. Now, in 2013, in Seattle, Ken Boonstra tried using wasp spray to fend off a man who had broken into their home and was attacking his wife. He sprayed him, and he sprayed him, and he sprayed him, and in the end, he just had to include one very sharp shark or steak knife to stop the attack. I don't know how much the wasp spray had to do with that. Prepper websites advise against using wasp spray or bear spray. Prepper groups state that bug spray is rarely as useful as pepper spray, and there are possible legal complications involved in using wasp spray as a weapon. You see, you've seen the warnings on the wasp spray that says never use indoors at the top of the cans. That's because wasp spray has a toxin in it. You might be breaking the law even if you're hosing down an intruder. Now, if all of this stuff fails, if you've triggered your car alarm and you have thoroughly hosed them in wasp spray and none of this is working and they are still up and on their feet and threatening you and your loved ones, then, according to former Detective Zines, he told Mr. Rawson that you want to treat them like royalty. On top of that, you don't want to lie to them. So you've attacked them, you've called attention to what's going on, and now all of a sudden none of that's worked, and you're supposed to just sit down and fold your hands in your lap and go, You know, I don't know what I was thinking. Of course, please come in. While you're robbing and sacking my house and raping my wife, can I get you a cup of coffee? Decaf, perhaps? You are, after all, royalty. What kind of nonsense is this? I hope nobody saw this report. I hope nobody's... Ladies, if you're going to use your car keys in intact, stick the car key in their eye socket. Then their own personal car alarm is going off of their heads. If you're going to use wasp spray, maybe if you spray it in their eyes and then start beating them with the can, maybe that'll have a little bit of an effect. And all of that stuff should be done as a precursor to drawing your weapon. Yeah, because even if you do stick your key in his eye socket, he can still be up and mobile. Even if you do spray their eyes and beat them half to death with that spray can, they can still get up and be dangerous. You pull that firearm out, well, you may have to expend some ammunition on them, but they are going to go down. I don't care what they're on, if they're on bath salts or heroin or whatever, they are going to go down. Any of the pain inhibitors will give way to the sheer physiology of it all. So, you know, I called I've got a good friend named Gene Higdon. He used to be a purveyor of very good tactical nylon, and he sold that, and he's about to go into the gun leather business. We talked about this the other day. That's something he wants to get into. He's a master sewer. So the gun leather thing, if he ever does that, would be great. So I guess what I need to get him to do, in addition to cutting me and sewing me up my own little personal best kind of leather holster known to man, is one that also has an attachment for some wasp spray. Yeah. Will we need permits for wasp spray? Will I have to start going through a background check for wasp spray? What about to have car keys? What about that? Oh, gosh. It just kills me. It kills me. And this guy should know better. This former police officer knows better than this stuff, than making these. This isn't advice. This is stupidity. That was 4 minutes of lost time that everybody that watched that particular segment, they're never going to get it back in their lives. It was just wasted. Go play a video game for 4 minutes or something for all the good it does you. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Straight out of the "it can only happen here" category, there's a story that was been reported in the San Francisco Chronicle that qualifies as the zenith for you to sit there and see, say to yourself, let me see if I have this straight. On the one side, you have Microsoft's co-founder, Paul Allen, who donated $500,000 to the Initiative 594 campaign in August on the 11th. What you basically have in Washington State is you have a handful of zip codes and five, six, seven billionaires that want to control gun rights for the rest of the state. And they have contributed lots and lots and lots of their billionaire bucks to it. Paul Allen, right now, however, is in a battle. He's in a legal battle over possession of... Okay, everybody needs to take a seat now. He's in a battle over possession of a World War II German Panzer tank. Yeah. Allen paid $2.5 million for the tank 2 months ago to a California group called the Collings Foundation, which allegedly has declined to turn it over. I don't know if they have a universal background check for buying of tanks in California. I don't know if there's a waiting period on tanks under California law. But what this is, see, a tank could be, you know, it could be confused with a weapon of war now, couldn't it? MRAPs are transports to war. A tank is a war-spewing machine. When a tank crests the horizon headed your way, now, I never faced in mock combat a Panzer, I did face M1s. And when an M1 hits a hill coming your way and goes airborne for a second and you see the gun track into your position, that's one of those sphincter tightening moments. Even though you know nothing's going to happen, you're like, oh, no, whoa. You understand the phrase shock and awe. This underscores and highlights the hypocrisy of somebody that would get $500,000 to a gun control proposition while trying to buy a battle tank, albeit one from a bygone era. This is practicing the double standard and turning it into one of these artistic impressions. If the details are being correctly reported, I have to add that to it. According to the story, Mr. Allen is an avid collector of historical military planes and other equipment. He owns a Soviet Scud missile and allegedly a rusty and inoperable Cold War era M55 self-propelled howitzer, which is also a tracked vehicle. So this guy has donated $500,000 to a proposal in Washington State that would criminalize the weekend loan of a shotgun to a neighbor to go on the Columbia Basin goose hunt without a background check. This is the guy whose money is helping pander an 18-page gun control measure that is so egregiously confusing and intrusive that two of the state's largest, oldest, and most respected rank-and-file law enforcement organizations, along with 9 individual county sheriffs, are publicly opposed to its passage. We could say to Mr. Allen that you don't need a tank to shoot prairie dogs, couldn't we? You don't need a missile to hunt mallards. Allen has a group called the Vulcan Warbirds, and they filed a lawsuit Wednesday in California's San Mateo County Superior Court. The allegation is that the Collings Foundation is not only clinging to the tank, but also to Allen's $2.5 million. They even got a restraining order to prevent the tank from being moved from its present location. The tank should probably be in a military museum somewhere, but it isn't. And here we have a guy who, if this passes, it becomes illegal for me and you to go to the range and for me to say to you, hey, you want to carry my gun in your car? And he's buying tanks and howitzers and Scud missiles. Why do you need a Scud missile, Mr. Allen? Why do you need a self-propelled howitzer or a Panzer tank? You don't need those, do you? Isn't that what you always tell me? I don't need assault weapons. I don't need to carry a gun. Gun-free zones are better for public safety. Isn't that what you always tell me? Now, the plain fact of the matter is that if Mr. Allen has the money, he can buy, should be able to buy whatever he wants. But he shouldn't be able to buy rights. Bill Gates shouldn't be able to buy your rights away. Bloomberg should not be able to buy your rights. George Soros should not be able to buy your rights. They shouldn't be able to extort and pay for and pave the way for some slick policy campaign to get out there and persuade the low-info voters what's best for them when they know good and damn well this will have no impact on crime in Washington State at all. At all. It will create a different class of criminal. It will create the unknowing, unwitting criminal who just thought they owned guns and that, you know, they were... guns are private property. They're tools. They're like your wrenches. They are purposely designed to do a specific task, like a set of tools, like real tools, okay? You can't take a ratchet and use that to play baseball with. You can't take a ratchet set and do that. It's designed for a specific purpose, to make removal of certain things easier or installation. A gun is designed to make self-defense easier, to make shooting a bad guy easier, yeah. That's what they're designed to do. They're a tool. But they do fall under the category of private property. And there should be nobody out there who's busy filling up his yard that is probably the size of a national park with a bunch of weapons that quite would somebody with some know-how can take a demilled weapon like a self-propelled howitzer, and they can fashion a way to make that thing operate again. And if you're somebody that's a billionaire, you can probably find somebody to hire. And if they say, well, it's going to cost you, you can just say, I'll write that check. So making something, now, would that be legal? No, it wouldn't be legal, what I'm proposing. But then again, somebody that this is that is this much of a hypocrite probably wouldn't think anything of. Well, I'm Paul Allen, of course, you know, I'm worth an exorbitant amount of money. And, of course, the bourgeois, you know, the masses, they don't like me because I got mine. So I have to have a higher level of protection because I have more to protect. And I myself am probably irreplaceable. No mention of the fact that no matter how much money he's got, that eventually, like all of us, he goes to the same place. He can't take it with him. When we get to heaven, we all are on a level playing field for the first time in our lives in some cases. So, I just thought I would point that out to you. I find it quite amusing. I think he should be able to buy and own whatever he wants to. Whatever he wants to buy and own, he should be able to buy it and own it. And, you know, I took an oath to protect that right, but I also took an oath to protect all rights in the United States for everyone in the United States. It's not based upon, there's no litmus test saying, let me see your passbook savings balance. Let me see your commodities holdings. Let me see your stock holdings. No litmus test for that. You're here, you're American, you were born here. You're naturalized American. Your rights, I got them. I will protect them. That's the oath I took. Probably Paul didn't take an oath at all. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Leap Lubricant Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. We talked about this. Nothing's happened yet. Nothing's happened yet. They're too busy sawing the heads off of non-combatants in the Middle East. We have not been attacked on the ground here in the United States by ISIS. And that's who they are. They're not ISIL. They're ISIS. So, you know, let me explain to you what we face, if you haven't figured it out already. If in Islamic Jihad, which is what we are under, they have a first and last rule when it comes to pursuing a jihad. If at first you don't succeed, plot again. And remember this, 9/11 wasn't the first. The 1993 bombing of the Twin Towers was not the first. And these things are not going to be the last. And it's not fear-mongering when you face reality, because they target things like planes and freedom and civilization. They have conspired for decades to inflict modern mass murder on the West. And it's all in the name of the Quran. Yeah. The hatred of infidels didn't start with George W. Bush or George H.W. Bush or Ronald Reagan or the creation of Gitmo or the birth of Israel or the Twin Towers or the Khobar Towers or Lockerbie or the USS Cole or Fort Hood or the Beirut Marine Barracks attack. It didn't start there. It didn't start with the U.S. Embassy in Africa, the bombing of the U.S. military headquarters in Riyadh, and the attack of the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi. There's a verse in the Quran: slay the idolaters wherever you find them, and take them and besiege them and prepare them each for ambush, because we're all pagans and no pagan throat is safe. American soldiers, worldly journalists, innocent schoolgirls, Jewish teenage boys, and Christian missionaries and like, we're all targets of the particular call to smite the necks of the unbelievers. Now, Obama has come out with his plan to degrade and ultimately destroy the Muslim terrorists of ISIS. That is a gesture that is a trifling bump in the road. The words coming from the White House are simply rhetorical stones. They're not even bumps in the road, really. He's singling out this group for a $5 billion Kabuki Theater counterterrorism campaign while he continues to subsidize Hamas terrorists. He has freed countless Al-Qaeda terrorists from Gitmo, you know, the place he vowed to shut down to appease international jihad enablers, because we shall be coexisting. He has welcomed to the White House Islamist founders and frontmen, including Issam Omish, former head of the Muslim Brotherhood-sponsored Muslim American Society and patron of jihad cleric Anwar Awlaki, whom he helped install at Virginia's notorious Dar el-Hijra mosque. That's the same mosque where two 9/11 hijackers, terrorist financier Abdul Rahman al-Amoudi and Fort Hood Muslim mass murderer Nidal Hassan all worshipped. I wonder how they're spending their Sundays. He's welcomed Sheikh Abdullah bin Baya, a top lieutenant of Muslim Brotherhood spiritual leader Yusuf Kordawi, who urges followers to kill every last Jew, sanction suicide bombings and the killing of our soldiers, and declared that the U.S. is an enemy of Islam that has already declared war on Islam under the disguise of war on terrorism and provides Israel with unlimited support. He's welcomed Hisham al-Talib, another Qaradawi cheerleader, welcomed to the White House by Obama's Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. Al-Talib is an Iraqi-born Muslim identified by the FBI as a Muslim Brotherhood operative and a major contributor to the left-wing Center for Constitutional Rights, the group of jihadi-sympathizing lawyers who helped spring suspected Benghazi terror plotter Abu Sufyan bin Kumu from Gitmo. While Obama has been hitting the golf courses and the Hollywood fundraisers over the past two terms, the jihadists have been training and recruiting and practicing and testing and refining. They have infiltrated our prisons and our military and our universities. They've penetrated our borders and abused our toothless visa program and exploited our indiscriminate refugee system to import and export the next generation of soldiers of Allah around the world. They're experimenting with chew bombs and underwear bombs and ink bombs and dry ice bombs and cargo bombs. They've done dry runs on airliners. They continue to do this as our Federal Air Marshal Service shrinks from insufficient funds and abandonment. And they have their own rogue freighter and aviation fleets. While Obama got around to looking at his newly mounted over-the-camera teleprompter, where he's always looking up sort of creepily, the Osama bin Laden heirs to the throne of terrorists of the world have diligently been fulfilling their 20-year plan. There was documents and intelligence that was released nearly a decade ago, and the Islamic Avengers are already in their fifth phase of declaration of the caliphate, or the next Islamic state. In their sights is the final war and final victory by 2020. Helped along by demographic domination. The Islamic State's capabilities will be great beyond measure when Muslims would number more than $1.5 billion. The jihadists, the hijackers, the suicide bombers, the ground soldiers, and the head choppers don't quit. They don't give up. They're like Terminators. They will not stop. Appeasement is not going to stop them. They look at that as, you know, weakness. Empty threats, when they don't come to fruition, are definitely a weakness. They want to outdo everything they've done up to this point. And right now we're in this deadly, deadly setup where we're so politically correct that we can't call them what they are. We have 50 plus percent of the nation that is apathetic to the degree of not paying attention what goes on out, you know, where the pavement hits our grass. We've forgotten already things like the USS Cole and the Marine Barracks, the Benghazi, 9/11, 1993 Twin Towers, Daniel Pearl. We have open borders. I mean, they're just porous. I don't even know why. Shouldn't we be trying to cut the budget and maybe take away the border crossing stations since they're not really doing anything? And more than anything else, we have sloth. We're not willing to do what we got to do. And when you're not willing to do what you got to do, you do pay for it later on down the road. It's like the old Fram oil filter commercial. You can pay me now, or you can pay me later. I would prefer to pay now. This is probably why I'm not in charge of anything. Right now in Europe, if they ever decide to go fully militarily operational, Europe will fall to ISIS, to the Islamic jihadists. There are millions, tens of millions of Muslims as they have cultivated their little multicultural experiment there. They're in a bad way in Europe. And the big difference between Europe here is very simply the Second Amendment. It's that simple. You are what makes the difference. Probably capable people in Europe, they just don't have what you got. Coming up from Patriot Promotions, we're going to be joined by Jill Trammell on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.